The next day in the Abbey, little Richard had his shirt taken off him behind a golden screen and his face, hands and chest touched with the holy oil. As they listened to him in his little boy's voice, promised to protect the church, do justice, and respect the laws and customs of his ancestors, the assembly of nobles and priests must have imagined him growing to fit the huge throne of his ferocious great-great-grandfather, Edward I. Inevitably, as the long ceremony droned on in the darkness, Richard fell asleep. As he was carried from the abbey, his legs dangling, one of his oversized slippers fell off. But who could think that an ill omen? He was, after all, only 10. How was the child marked by all this? 22 years later, did he remember this moment of anointing as a kind of apotheosis, a magical transformation from a little man into a little god? Perhaps it was just as well that Richard mistook himself for a messiah, since only someone with that kind of innate self-confidence could have faced down, at the tender age of 14, the most violent upheaval in the history of medieval England.